Blog Talk Radio.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many think you were on earth a holy king, a carpenter.
Out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all. He wants it all, and he said, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all. There's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate, longing for a child which will give him their all. Give it all. He wants it all. And he says, love me with your heart.
Good morning. Welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. First, give honor to God, who's the head of our lives. Welcome. The scripture for this morning is Psalms 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I would say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I trust. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer.
Amen. And good morning. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. They're your hosts this morning, and none other than Pastor Donnell Douglas, along with none other than Co-Pastor Kashima Douglas. We're here to inspire, encourage, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It is just a fantastic day. Man, we are on the cusp of Thanksgiving. Woo-hoo-hoo! We're on the cusp of Thanksgiving. We're just excited. We're just excited about what God is going to do today. We welcome you to our Worship and Wisdom Wednesday on the broadcast on this morning. Those of you all who have your family that are sharing with you on Thanksgiving today, we want to say good morning to you guys. Listen, remember social distancing. I know that it's a little bit of a different time this year. We just got to be a little bit more cautious and a little bit more careful about how we celebrate Thanksgiving. But remember, this is a time to be thankful. It's not a time for us to worry about gatherings and all that stuff. It's just a time to reflect on how good God has really been to us, what he has brought us through this year. Amen. We have seen some terrible times, and we have seen some great times. But you know what? Through it all, God has kept us. And we're just glad that God has kept us kept us through it all. Amen. He has kept us through it all. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for keeping us through it all. As always, guys, before we go any further, let us go into effectual, fervent prayer. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for opening up our eyes and closing us in our right mind. God, we come with an attitude of gratitude on this morning. God, just wanted to say thank you for just being God and being God all by yourself. God, we thank you for your outstretched hand, your loving mercy, and your tender kindness, God, that has been a part of our life on today. God, we glorify you this morning for all that you do. God, we thank you, Lord God, for just being God and being God all by yourself. God, we thank you for those that are under the sound of our voices on this morning. Father, our prayer this morning, God, is that you would touch them right there where they are. God, whatever their situation or circumstance are, God, you be that strength for them today. God, touch them in their hearts. Touch them in their minds. Touch them in their spirit, God. Touch them in their families on today. God and be big and be strong and be mighty in their lives on today. God, if there's anyone that's a sick among us, God, we lift them up to you today. God, we pray that you would touch their bodies today, God. Touch their bodies, touch their minds, touch their hearts, God. Whatever it is they may be struggling with on today, God, our prayer, God, is that you would step in, God, and be God and be the I am that I am that you are in their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray that you would quiet the noise and pestilence in their ear, God. Stop the chaos in their minds. God, remove from their hearts anything, God, that is keeping them from feeling your presence on today. God, we glorify you in advance for all that you've already done, God, and we thank you in Jesus' rich and mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. Listen, guys, we want to make sure that we acknowledge those countries right now that are listening in to us on this morning, listening in. We thank you so much for you guys that's listening to us overseas. We want to make sure we acknowledge you on this morning. We have the United States. We have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Guyana, we have Nigeria, we have South Africa, we have Jamaica, we have Germany, we have Saudi Arabia, we have China, and we have Hong Kong. Thank you guys so much for listening in. And we here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection, we're praying as always for your strength. We're praying that the peace of the Lord be over your life. We realize that you're going through some terrible times, treacherous times with you sharing that gospel of Jesus Christ, and we're praying for you. We're interceding for you as we speak right now. We're interceding. We're calling on the name of the Lord that his hand continually be over you, the umbrella of the Lord be upon your life, that he keeps you and protects you and keep his hand of mercy and may his face continue to shine upon your life and upon the lives of those that are connected to you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus is our prayer. We pray that you will that as you share this gospel, that there are more that will come to say, what must I do to be saved? We know that the word tells us that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. So we are consistently praying that the conversion of people giving their lives to Jesus Christ continue under your watch. In the mighty name of Jesus is our prayer. Amen. Amen. Now, as always, guys, we have our PSA this morning. I told you God kind of shifted my PSA. He switched my PSA and told me to just start to encourage the people with our PSAs. Now, our PSAs will come from Ephesians 6 and 13, where it tells us to put on the whole armor of God, to put on the whole armor of God. Ephesians 6 tells us to put on the whole armor of God. Now, if you read a little bit further into that text, it begins to talk about the pieces of the armor. It's the helmet of salvation, your breastplate of righteousness, your shoes prepared with the preparation of the gospel. And it talks about the sword, which is the word, your shield, which is the shield of faith to quench the fiery darts of the enemy. On last night, we shared a little bit of this, and I wanted to share with you guys because the Lord laid this thing so thick on me last night. I didn't really get a chance to really get it all out because we were in our Bible study class. But I wanted to share the importance of it. Each one of these pieces that we have is important. The helmet of salvation, it keeps our mind. It keeps our mind. It keeps our mind. Because when the enemy comes in like a flood, we need to have our mind steadfast and stayed on him. You know, the Bible tells us to look toward the hills which come in our help, and our help comes from the Lord. But see, sometimes in the battle, in the clinch of things, in the warfare that we're in that fight that we're in, we have all kinds of things that's going on around us, and we need to keep our minds together. Now, one of the most important things that I learned about this when I studied is that back in the Greco and Roman soldier days, they had the helmet that covered their entire head. Only thing they had there was their vision, where they could see in front of them. Because in battle, one of the things you don't never want to do is you don't never want to get sidetracked. Come on here, let me help you this morning. I'm finna hit it and quit it. I told you this is just my PSA. We just gonna talk about the helmet this morning. We ain't gonna even go into the rest of it. That helmet is a guard that keeps them from looking to the left or to the right. They stay with that battle just in front of them. And see, and it's important that we put our helmet of salvation on. That helmet, it saves our mind. It's a salvation to our mind. It keeps our mind. It keeps us from looking to that thing to the left and looking to that thing to the right. But we always have our eyes constantly on the prize so we can press. Come here, let's talk. Press toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. You will lose your press because you start to look at all this stuff around you. But when you put your helmet on and you're in your battle and you're in that fight, you will consistently and constantly keep on pressing toward the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, because you're not focused on what the enemy is trying to do on the outside. Come on here. When you learn how to get in that place and your eyes is just focused on God and see all that other stuff that's going on around you, that's nothing but Satan trying to distract you. Come here. If he can get you distracted, he can get you frustrated. If he can get you frustrated, he can frustrate you if you make you frustrate the plan of God. If you frustrate the plan of God, you're going to have to start all over again. Come here. Let me help you. But you put that, come on, put your helmet on this morning and walk through that thing and let God know, God, you know what? I just need you to keep my mind today. Come on here. That's how you put your helmet on. Lord, keep my mind today. Keep me thinking and let me focus on you. Don't let me focus on what's going on around me. Yeah, I see that kind of, I see all that stuff. I see the hurt and the pain. I see the frustration. I see the anger. I see all these things going on. But I know that if I keep my mind on him, he will keep me in perfect peace. The Bible tells us like this. He said he will keep those in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. So when you learn how to stay in God, come on here. I'm going to preach it to your happy place. This ain't nothing but a PSA. My public service announcement this morning. Keep your mind on God, and he will keep your mind. Oh, I'm going to say that again because that blessed somebody. Keep your mind on God, and God will keep your mind. Come on. If you learn how to just let God be God all by himself, he'll move the things that you thought was going to be, you couldn't move yourself. He will move the thing. Watch this here. Let me help you and preach it to your happy place. He will move the thing that you've been trying to move all these years when you let him move it. Come on. Only thing you got to do is be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. He will do that thing for you. Keep your mind on God, because you are on the mind of God. Oh, that blessed somebody this morning. Keep your mind on the mind of God, because you are always on God's mind. Amen. Amen. and amen. That's our PSA for this morning. Listen, let's take a quick musical break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Come on, let the sound of worship be released from your lips tonight. Come on, raise it now. Oh, that's good. Y'all raise it with it. Emotion.
You provide fire. lift your hands and just worship him. He deserves the glory. He deserves the honor. Come on, worship. Open your mouth and begin to speak to him. Come on, open your mouth and let the Spirit just begin to flow out of you.
My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. My love, my life, it all belongs to you. Belongs to you.
With me, my heart, my mind, lift your voice and say,
belongs to you.
Yes, it does.
Amen. Amen. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Thank you guys again so very much for sharing and being a part of this broadcast on this morning. We thank you for sharing your first fruit with us, which is the Word of God, to worship and praise and just to acknowledge God as God, as for who he is and where he is and what he's doing in this hour. We're just grateful that God has had his hand upon our life all this time. Amen. I am just excited. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Cora Gifted Gifts. If you're looking for that Calgon take me away moment, or you just want a relaxing bath, get in contact with Cora Gifted Gifts. You can reach them at 346-381-8751. That's 346-381-8751. You could also reach them by email at CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. That's CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. She has a sale going on right now, currently a 3 for $10 and a 2 for $7. And she also has a gift basket that is going for $25. Those of you all who are looking for that perfect Christmas gift on today, this would be the best time to do it. This would be your Black Friday sale. Amen. You can get in contact with her and let her know that you guys are interested in grabbing those bath bombs. She has some fantastic scents, a great product. We have been getting some great feedback from it. This is Lady Douglas's baby that she has. Guys, listen, make sure you don't sleep on this product. This is a great product. I guarantee you, you'll be glad that you tried it for yourself. Or the person that you gave it to will be asking you, hey, well, you need to give me some more of that. Again, that's Cora Gift to Give Bath Bombs. It's 3 for $10 and 2 for $7. And that number, again, is 346-381-8751. That number again is 346-381-8751. And you can also contact to her through the email of CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. Remember, she has a sale going on today, 2 for $7 and a 3 for $10, and she has a gift basket that's going for $25. Those of you all who are interested, please make sure you contact her, and I promise you, whoever you buy for, they're going to love you forever. Amen. Listen, this morning, I want to share our wisdom part of the broadcast on this morning. I wasn't part of the broadcast on this morning. Today is worship and Wisdom Wednesday. We've done our worship portion on this morning. I want to share with you guys a little tidbit of wisdom. You'll find this text that I'm going to be speaking from. You'll find this portion of the Bible. You'll find in Psalms 1. Psalms 1 is actually one of my favorite scriptures. Psalms 1 is actually one of my favorite scriptures. I could actually quote this scripture verbatim without even looking at the scripture. That's just how much it blessed me throughout my 29 years of preaching, because no matter how many times I read it, I would always get something fresh from God. It's the entire Word of God that does that to me. Psalms, I believe it caught me in one of my most difficult times in my life. And every time I go back to read it, it brings me into a place of clarity. Psalms 1 says this. It says, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do we meditate day and night. He is like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. His leaves never wither. I'm going to stop right there. The wisdom that we're going to share with you this morning is the blessing in the test. There's a blessing in your test. It's a blessing in your test. There's a blessing in your test. I as I read that scripture, and as God began to just give that to me so clear, it entails of a man who is seeking after God's heart, even though all the chaos is going on around him. He said, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. He's giving him instructions. He's talking to his sons and giving him instructions. He's telling them, he said, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. This is Solomon talking to his sons. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitting in the seat of the scornful, nor standing in the way of sinners, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he meditate day and night. When your steps are ordered by God, he don't order your steps into places among people, watch this here, that don't mean you no good. He will put you in the presence of people, watch this here, that you could be an example for. But we have to understand that God only puts us in a place to, watch this here, to be the words of wisdom and the words of power. Paul said, I become all things to all men that I might compel them to come. Now, a lot of people say, well, Paul said among the drunks and he drank. No, Paul said among the drunks and he began to speak to them about the wisdom of God. God said, well, Paul said among the prostitutes. Yes, he did. So you know Paul was fell in with one of the prostitutes. No, Paul didn't. Paul said among the prostitutes so he could compel them to come. See, you become all things unto men. You don't judge them for where they are, but you help them to get where they need to be. I'm going to help somebody today. You do not convert to the place. You convert the place to where God wants you to take them to. Come here. That is your job. This is why he tells us. He said, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standing in the way of a sinner, nor sitting in the seat of the scornful. In other words, you're among them, but you're not them. I'm going to preach it to your happy place this morning. I'm going to get you some wisdom. You sit among them, but you don't become them. I'm going to say it again because that blessed somebody. You sit among them, but you don't become them. You are the words of wisdom that they need to hear while they're going through their tests. You're the words of power that they need to hear while they're experiencing what they're experiencing. You're the words of wisdom to show them that, yeah, you're going through a stormy place right now. Yeah, you're going through a rough time right now. Things are not lined up like you want them to be lined up. Everything ain't running on all cylinders. Yeah, your situation and circumstance may be out of control. But listen, just because you're in that place don't mean that you're of that place. That's your job. Your job is to tell them, hey, you're going to go through stuff. That's just life. What we have to teach people is we got to teach them that even though the storms and the rain may come, even though the tears may fall, even though the heartache and the pain will come, we have to learn how to teach them that there is a blessing among your tests. There's a blessing among your tests. Romans 12 tells us, he says, be ye therefore transformed by the renewing of your mind. There is a renewing that takes place. He said, I beseech you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Be ye therefore transformed and not conformed to this world. By the renewing of your mind, it's when you get into the presence of people, you help them get in the place of renewing of their minds. Again, you're not sitting in the seat of the scornful. You're not standing in the way of a sinner. But your delight is in the law of the Lord, and in the law do you meditate. Now watch this here. Meditate is where we get the word medicine or medicate. Holy Ghost, you better mess them up. Meditate is where we get the word medicine or medical or medicate. That's where we get this word meditate from. Now, watch this here. Those words are connected to that. This becomes your medicine. This becomes your, come on, preacher. This word becomes your prescription. You know, Jesus is my doctor. write down all of my scripture. Yeah, right there. That's that scripture that she was talking about. This word is that scripture, that prescription that you need to get you to where you need to be. See, because if we don't ever apply the prescription, oh, preacher, you're going to mess them up. That's why we get the word scripture, prescription, scripture, script to be written. Come here. Sometimes you just got to take that word and just write that word out into your hearing, into your mindset, into your thought pattern. I guarantee you, this is how I learned the Psalms. This is how I learned Psalms 1, because I wrote Psalms 31. I mean, I wrote Psalms 1 out. This is how it stuck in my head. This is how all these other scriptures, because I wrote them, I began to write them. And when you write those scriptures, you see it before you. The Bible says it like this. He said, take those. He say, take the word, and he say, and bind it upon your fingers. He say, put it upon your head, bind it upon your wrist. I was going through a storm. I was going through a real bad storm, and my bishop said something to me. He said, son, he said, sometimes I literally just had to stand on the Bible. And he didn't know that I was going through a storm. Yeah, God. He didn't even know I was dealing with something. But the words that he taught me when he spoke that and told me, sometimes, son, you got to literally stand on the word. He said, I done took the Bible and just set it on the ground. And I done just stood on it and say, God, every promise that you made in here to me, I'm going to stand on it. I'm standing on your word. Most people think that's disrespectful. No, that ain't disrespectful. What that is that's a literal translation. When you stand on it, you took that thing literally. You said, you know what, if I don't do nothing but stand on the promises of God, I know that he will move by his power and he will move by his strength. I just got to stand on what he said. If I continue to stand in his word and stand on his word and let his word be applied to my life, everything will be all right. I can be blessed in the test. I can be blessed in the test. See, sometimes we get frustrated. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to push you to your purpose. God, tell you this right quick. Sometimes we get frustrated. Sometimes we get agitated. Sometimes we can get in our swings. We can get all the things going on, and we forget that we have to be continually standing in the Word of God. Because see, what the Word of God does, the Word of God gives strength. Mm-hmm. The Word of God gives life. Uh-huh. The Word of God. When it gets into the mouths of your oh God, when it gets into the marrows of your bones, when it starts flowing through your veins like the medicine, come on here. That when you take that NyQuil, when you take that DayQuil, when you take that Mucinex, when you take those Tylenol 3s, and when you take that medicine, it gets into your system and it starts to work on you physically. It's the same thing with the word. It starts working on you spiritually. Come on. When you start to digest this word, the Bible tells us, he said, eat the whole roll. When we eat the whole roll, it's got that good French bread. I don't know if y'all ever had one of them good French rolls, them crunchy French rolls. When you bite into it, it got that nice little snap to it. That's what that roll is like. It's like eating that French bread. Even though it's hard and crusty on the outside, it's got that nice chewy inside. And that's what we want to get to. We got to get past the hard stuff. Preacher, you preaching. Once you get past the hard stuff and you get to the center of it, when you get into the middle of it, it's like that medicine. All of the nutrients is inside the crust as well as on the outside or the inside. Watch this here. That crust, even though it's hard and crusty, all the ingredients is inside the bread, is on the outside of the bread too. So we have to go through the stuff that's on the outside of our life. We got to go through these trials and tribulations, the heartache and the pain, and go through all the tears and the frustrated places. We got to go through that in order for us to get to where God wants us to be. We're going to go through tests. We're going to go through trials. We're going to experience some things that sometimes that we don't always understand. We're going to have those days when we look toward the hills was coming out here, and God said, okay, you still got to wait. But watch this here. Wait on the Lord. Hey, for he's yours, for they shall mount up on wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Listen, God has a plan for your life. You just keep looking until you see him. Keep your eyes toward Jesus. He said, look toward the hills, which cometh your help, and your help comes from the Lord. Let me help you. Sometimes when you look, you will have to take two or three looks. Mm-hmm. You will have to take four or five looks. Mm-hmm. You will have to take six or seven looks. Mm-hmm. Eight, nine looks. Mm-hmm. Until you see it. Don't give up. Keep on looking. I press toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. I press. See, one of the most frustrating places is the press. One of the most frustrating places is the press. That's one of the most difficult places is the press. Because the press is the The press is the process. Help them, preacher. Help them, help them, help them, help them. I believe I will, sir. Listen. The press is the process. The press is the process. In anything that you do, when you're doing as a process, it's a process to go to the bathroom. You got to get up from where you are. You got to walk to the bathroom. You got to open the bathroom door. You got to do your business. And when you finish doing your business, you got to close the door. You go through the motions of what you need to do after you get through doing your business. You close the door, and you go back to the spot where you was at. It's all a process. It's a process. There's nothing that we have. I talk about the process all the time because I think it makes the word more clear to a lot of people because it gives them the natural part of it because the Bible tells us first natural then spiritual. So if I give you the natural thought pattern of it, it'll make this word seem that much more clear to you. There's nothing that you have in your home right now, in your job right now, in your life right now, whether it's a car, whether it's the pair of clothes, the shoes you got on, all of it had to go through a process. None of it ever came out just to the point to where you pulled it out. Okay, here you go. That shirt, that dress, those pants, those shoes started out with a piece of blank material. Somebody had an idea to turn it into a dress. Somebody had an idea that turned it into a pair of shoes. Somebody had an idea, watch this here, to turn the leather into a seat. The fabric into a seat cover. The parts that go in the engine. Somebody had an idea to put the engine together that's inside your car. All of it had to go through a process. The engine didn't come just together. As a matter of fact, the metal had to be melted down. That's a part of the process. The metal had to be melted down for the engine to even be created. All the intricate parts, the holes in where the screws go in, and the gasket, even the gasket that's on there had to go through a process. So what makes you think that you're any different that you have to go through the process? See, in order for us to understand that we can't stand in the way of the sinners, sit in the seat of the scornful, we have to realize that the process that we went through, watch this here, for us to get to where we are, to be able to be among them and preach among them and teach among them, we don't want to go through this process again. Because you do know that when you get to that place that you have to go and you convert back, you have to go through the process. Now, this is on top of already you having to go through the process of life, period. So now you're trying to figure out why all hell is breaking loose in your life. It's because, see, you had one process that you had completed, and now you completed that process, but you converted back to the process where you was in the process and you were going through it, and now you done converted back. Now you got to start all over again, and you got another process right there in front of you. So this is called a back-to-back storm. Storms are designed to process us. You preaching like you know what you're talking about, preaching. Thank you. I appreciate you. Listen, your storm is a process. I'm going to say it again because that blessed somebody. Your storm is your process. It's the process of getting what's in you out of you and what's out of you in you. Man, you're gonna mess around here and make somebody go get on and jump through, just start jumping and shouting. That's the plan, preacher. That's the plan. Listen, sometimes God has to let the storm work some stuff out of us and work some stuff in us. Come here, Jonah, talk to the people. Let them know what happened with you, with your process. Come on. Come on. Jonah was supposed to have been going to Nineveh. He decided he wanted to go to Tarshish and jump on another ship. God let him go through the storm. Not even after, not the crazy part about it is, let me help you. Even after Jonah confessed to the fact that he was the problem because they were experiencing what they were experiencing on the ship. Even after he confessed to it, man, listen, threw him overboard. God still kept him in the process because he had to work something out of him. Because, you know, his mind still wasn't made up that he had to go and do what he needed to do. It wasn't until he was in the belly of the whale or the big fish, however y'all want to translate it. It wasn't until he was in there for 3 days that he made his decision, okay, God, I'm going to go and do what you want me to do. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, we're in stuff for as long as we are because we don't know how to confess to say, okay, God, I made a mistake. Listen. Listen, big guy. Listen, Lord. Listen, man. I messed this one up real good. I fouled this one up. This was my mess up. I'm gonna need you to fix this for me. I'm gonna need you to help me on this one because I did a boo boo right here. Is it anyway you can help it, boy? You know, because I made a boo boo. It's not until he confessed and told God, okay, God, I'm gonna go now. I'll do what you told me to do. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Lord. Forgive me. I'm sorry. And then he was in the belly of the big fish or whale for 3 days, and he got Jonah to the shore, and he regurgitated him onto the shore. Now, let me bless you to your blessed place. All of us that have stomachs, and that's everybody that I'm talking to. You have in the bottom of your stomach. I'm a biology science guy. I love science. In the bottom of your stomach, you have lactic acid. This is where you get your heartburn, as they call it, but it's actually acid reflux from the lactic acid that's in your stomach. And sometimes it travels up, and what we consider as actually heartburn, it's not really heartburn, it's the lactic acid, the overflow of lactic acid that's in our stomach that goes up and it burns our throat. That's where we get the word heartburn. That's where we get the idea of heartburn from. It's okay. So, with this being said, every animal has lactic acid in their stomach because it has the process of breaking things down. Anything that it eats has to go through the stomach, goes through all the small and large intestines. As we chew it, goes into our stomach, and it goes into the lactic acid. And the lactic acid literally breaks it down, and that's where we get all of our feces in urine from. Okay? All right. Tell me where in science that a fish swallows a man and the lactic acid don't eat him up, but God preserves him so he can get to where he needs to be at. Sometimes God will put you in the belly of hell, as he called it, so he can get you processed to get you to where you need to be at. See, sometimes we so hard-headed, and we don't listen to them. We have to go through the stomach lining of the spirit. Man, you done messed somebody up. You got to go through the stomach lining of the spirit. And when you go through the stomach lining of the spirit, you get down into that stomach. And when you didn't go through the stomach line of the spirit, now you didn't hit rock bottom. You didn't hit the belly of hell. You didn't hit that place to where God make you give. When God give you, okay, this is where I need to come into my aha moment at.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come into that aha moment, you keep pushing. And so you realize you where you at. You realize what you got going on. And then now you make the shift. You make the transition. Okay, you know what, Lord? Let me go ahead on and confess now. I made a mistake. I made a boo-boo. Your boy made a boo-boo. I apologize for this boo-boo that I made. Forgive you, boy, for the screw-up. Okay. And then now he could use you because he realized. Now you realize where you're at. You realize that you made a mistake. And now now Jonah is on dry land after being in the belly of the whale for 3 days. Watch this here. He in the belly of the whale for 3 days. It throws him up onto the shore. What took a 3 day journey took Jonah 1 day. You know how fast you got to be moving. That means you ain't slept. That means you ain't closed your eyes. That means you ain't stopped. You probably stopped to use the bathroom maybe once. What would have took him 3 days took him 1 day, a 1 day journey. I mean, a 3 day journey took him 1 day. That means he had to be booking. See, when God gives you that second chance, don't waste your second chance by procrastinating. Make the necessary moves that need to be made so you can get to where you need to be. I'm going to say that again because that blessed somebody's soul. Don't waste precious time that God has given to you by procrastinating. If God has opened up a way for you, those that hope God have mercy, what are you doing? That under the sound of my voice right now, the Holy Ghost has just showed me there are at least 50 of y'all that's listening to me right now, that's hearing this, that you're in a stage of procrastination. God says for me to tell y'all right now, he said, this is not a time for procrastination. The pandemic did not stop anything. He said for you to line up with what you need to do and go ahead on and start moving into the process where you need to move into. Good God from Zion. Here you go. Listen, those of you all that are under the sound of my voice, I need you to go ahead on. God says just continue to get the ones that started writing. He said, He said, Habakkuk is your scripture. He said, write the vision, make it plain, and put it upon tablets. He said, so that they may see and they shall come on here, preacher. He said, don't worry about the ones that don't want to read it. He said, don't worry about the ones that don't comprehend it. Don't worry about the ones that don't understand your stand. Don't worry about the ones that don't know how to interpret what you're putting down. He said, don't even worry about it. He said, you write the vision. He said, I'm sending one. Oh, my. my God. He said, I'm sending the ones in this season that can only read the vision. I'm not sending them. The people that can't read the vision, he said, those are not the ones that's assigned to you. He said, the only the ones that can comprehend the vision are the ones that will be there to be able to move the vision with you. He said, if they read the vision and they say, what you talking about? You're going to be like, okay, that's the one you talking about, Lord. Okay, God bless you. Thank you for your time, but your services will not be needed anymore. Come on here. God has put some things into your hands, and God said, in this season, my God, he said, in this season, he said, it is no more wasted time. He said, stop wasting time with people who don't have your best interest at heart. Quit wasting time with people who don't understand what you're trying to do. He said, stop wasting time with people who always got something negative to say and trying to figure out, well, why would you do it that way? Why would, come on here. God says, this is the season where I am going to give you the shift. He said, you're walking into a brand new, come on here. You're walking into a brand new season. He said, you ain't got but a couple of days left. Oh, Lord, you know one day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day to the Lord. He said, in this season, he said, in this season right here, he said, I am speaking to the ones who have an ear to hear and a heart to comprehend and understand that I am moving by my power and I'm moving by my spirit. If you're hearing me right now, if you're comprehending me right now, God says, this time right now that you're in, there is no more wasted time. Hey, hey, there's no more wasted time. He said, this is not the season for you to sit back and to fold up your arms and to lay back and say, okay, God, what I'm going to do next? He said, no, baby, no. He said, it's time for you to hit the ground running. He said, run with whatever you got in your hand. He said, because I'm fishing slow. Oh, my God. He said, I'm going to start giving you the provisions that you need. Worry not about what you see right now, for the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that is unseen is eternal. He said, I got an eternal blessing waiting for you. Once you start moving, Holy Ghost, once you start moving in this season, she said, stop worrying about what you see. Stop worrying about what you're hearing from all the negativity that's going on around you. He said, oh, my God. He said, in this season, in this season that you're in right now, he said, you don't have time to wait on people that don't want to move. He said, I ain't got time for you to be waiting. He said, I got things for you to do. He said, because when you finish this assignment, I got another one waiting for you. When you finish that assignment, I got another one waiting on you. When you finish that assignment, I got another one waiting on you. He said, I'm opening up the windows of heaven and I'm pouring out blessings. And the only people that's going to get a blessing is the ones that's moving. If you're not moving in this season, I'm not going to waste a blessing on nobody that ain't moving. Everybody. He said, all these prophecies that have been prophesied to you, all of these words of encouragement, all of these words of strength, all of these words of knowledge that have been laid down in your life in this season. He said, if you don't move on them, he said, shame on you. He said, because they're waiting on you. He said, the only thing you got to do is start moving. This is a season of the move. Hey, share that up on time. You don't know who. This is the season of the move. Shed under the underworld, so no. Mandala the Mahaya, Yabababosa. This is the season of the move. This is the season of the move. This is the season of the move. You right there. Yeah, baby, you right there. Oh, my God, the one that's trying to figure out what's going on. This is the season of the move right here. You need to move, baby. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Well, Pastor, it's not completed. Don't worry about it. He said, I'm going to complete it as you go. Come here. I'm going to complete it as you go. He said, you just go ahead on a start moving. And he said, it's not about a DBA, baby. It's a, oh my God. He said, it's not about a DBA. It's about a move. A DBA ain't a move. A DBA is an action. He said, I need you to move on it. I need you to start putting some things together. I need you to start walking. God said, you will find favor. My God. I'm talking to somebody today. He said, you'll find favor along the way. I'm going to open up windows. I'm going to open up doors. I'm going to let businesses back you. I'm going to have you with sponsors. Only thing you got to do is start moving. Jeez. Hey, God, start moving. He said, in this season, this is the season of the move. Oh, my God. I keep hearing that. I keep hearing that. I keep hearing that. I keep hearing this. Don't waste no more time. He said, one day is as 1,000 years. 1,000 years is as one day. He said, I got this covered. He said, your one day to me, I already did some stuff. Your one day to me, my God. He said, I done did it. I done did 1,000 things in one day. I come here, come here. 1,000 things have been done for you in one day. You just got to start moving. She said, I'm releasing. I'm releasing in this season. Those who are willing to accept, I am releasing in this season. Everything you need, I am releasing it. I'm giving. Oh. He said, this is the season of giving. He said, this is a season of giving. We're in the Thanksgiving season. I am supposed to give in this season. I am, oh, my God. He said, I am in the season of giving. While the giving is good, get your gift. Get your gift. Get your blessing. Get what God has for you while the getting is good. This is, God say, this is the season of the giving. Those who hold up our side, those of you all who put your works on the back burner, ministry, I hear you, Holy Ghost, I hear you, I hear you, I hear you. I'm trying to cut this thing loose, y'all, I'm sorry. But those of you who put your gifts on the back burner, you that are prophets and preachers, you that have your gift, he say, this is the season. He say, not only am I going to move by for you spiritually, he say, but I am fixed to start opening up doors, my God. He say, the pandemic slowed down the church because there are the people that I needed to weave out. He said, now, he said, I'm supposed to start putting you in position. He said, start doing the Zoom meetings again. He said, start doing the Facebooks again. Start doing the FaceTimes one-on-one with people again. He said, start, come here, come here. Start doing your motivational. Come to me, Jesus. Come and talk to me. He said, start doing your motivational speeches online. He said, start doing them. He said, who am I talking to? He said, put your YouTube up. Come here. He said, put your YouTube together so you can start getting yourself out there so they can start seeing your face. He said, don't just get on there looking any kind of way. He said, get yourself spruced up. He said, put on your shirt and your tie. He said, put on your nice suit jacket. Put on your nice dress. He said, do your hair. Do your makeup. When you get on there and get your YouTube channel together. And he said, start talking to the people. He said, only thing I want you to do is open up your mouth. I'll take care of the rest. He said, this is a season that you need to move into the place where I told you to move. He said, because the doors are open. There are people that is waiting on you because there are so many people that have dropped the ball. Thank you, Holy Ghost. There are so many people that have dropped the ball. He said, but this is a season where I'm fit to send my vessel that contains my word. This is the season that I'm sending my vessel that contains my word. And my words that I am speaking, the words that I'm speaking to you right now is the words that I need you to understand and comprehend. Kenya. Lord, is it the name or the country? God, Kenya. He said, this is your season. This is your season. This is your season, Kenya. This is your season. Kenya, this is your season. He said, this is the time for you to move forward. He said, stop taking the opinion of man. Okay, God, I hear you now. I comprehend it now, God. You know I'm slow when it comes to your spirit because you be talking so strong sometimes. This is your season of shifting, Kenya. This is your season of shifting. God has placed this inside of you for so long. And you have been trying to figure out what to do and which direction to go in. He said, I am speaking directly to you today because you need to hear this word. This word is not just a word that's come along every once in a day, that's come to you, this word just happened, just came to you for the first time that you're hearing it. You've heard this word before. He said, in this season, he said, make haste, daughter. He said, make haste. He said, make haste. He said, you have been the Jonah in this situation. He said, but you've been sitting on the bank. He said, wash the fish guts off of your baby and go ahead on and get. He said, wash the fish guts off of you, baby. Wash that fish smell off of you. And he said, and going on. He said, get yourself in position. And he said, make haste. You wasted too much time. You wasted too much time. He said, today, this is your season of transition and transition and shift. He said, this is your season of transition and shift. He said, don't think it's strange in this season. Don't think it's strange in this season. He said, because not only are you fixed to move forward, he said, because you didn't got up and washed the fish guts off. He said, because you've been sitting among fish gut people. He said, you've been sitting among the fish gut people. And he said, because you've been sitting among the fish gut people, once you start washing these fish guts off, they're going to be looking at you like, what you doing? Why are you trying to do that? Why are you washing that off? You're not supposed to wash that off. That's supposed to stay on you. But God said in this season, he said, wash that fish guts off you. He said, and go ahead on and move forward. He said, because you've been dwelling among the fish gut people for too long. You've been with you've been among the fish gut people for too long. You got fish gut mentality. I'm out of that thing now. I'm out of that thing. Oh my God, I'm so happy I'm out. He said, but you still have moved into your assignment. God says, and in this season, not only am I going to shift how you see things and comprehend things, I'm just to shift how you hear what people are saying. He said, when they say it, they're going to say it one way. He said, but I'm going to give you the interpretation of what's really going on in their mind. What they say is not what they think. And what they think is not what they're saying. God said, in this season, I'm going to give you the ability to interpret what they're saying. In other words, your gift of discernment is supposed to get real intensified. Your gift of discernment is supposed to get real intensified. There's even a corporate shift that God is saying, because you're in a corporate place. God said, you're going to get a corporate shift. He said, my son. He said, a corporate shift for you, Kenya. I don't even know who this woman is, Lord. The corporate shift is supposed to take place in your life. There is a shift corporately for you where you're supposed to move. You're going to move up the line because you didn't wash the fish guts off of you, because you didn't been among the fish gut people. And you've been doing mediocre, and that's what's been keeping you in the place that you're in. You did good enough just to survive. God would say this season is not about a survival. It's about a thriving. He said you're going to thrive in this season. In this season of shift. Blessed is the man that walking down the counsel of the ungodly. Nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in the law do he meditate day and night. God says, I just gave you your inoculation. I just gave you the antidote. I just gave you your medication. I just gave you your prescription to rise up from this place. Amen. Amen. Okay, God. All right. All right. All right. Okay. Holy Ghost. Thank you. We're going to go and take a quick musical break. We'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
It's my friend, Miss Faith Evans. Y'all, please. Come on, y'all can do better than Chicago.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you guys. Thank you so much again for joining us and being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection on this morning. Time for our Overcomer Scripture and Overcomer's Prayer on this morning. The scripture is Romans 10 and 9. Romans 10. And nine is, and it tells us in Romans 10 and 9, as we confess with our mouth and believe with our hearts that Jesus is Lord, we will be saved. We will be saved. You say, if we confess with our mouth and believe with our hearts that Jesus died, we will be saved. It is the point of time in your life right now to where we have to come into the understanding that God is not only able, but the Lord is well able to carry us through whatever issues or circumstances that we may be experiencing in our life. God will open up the windows of heaven, and he will pour out blessings that we don't have room enough to receive. He will give unto us everything that we need. The only thing we have to do is just continue to focus on what he's doing. Not only is God able, God is well able to shift some things, not just in your life, not just on your life, but around your life. Today is that day. Today is that day. Today is that day to come into the understanding that I am able to stand up in this. No matter where you find yourself in, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what area of your life that you're in, that it may seem complicated, difficult. It may seem like you can't make you get your way out of it, but know that he is there and he is able to move by his power and by his strength. He will do for you. Watch this here. He will do for you everything that you need him to do. God is not only just able, God is well able to see us through our trials and our tribulations. We have to learn how to trust him beyond what we see. For the things that we see are temporal, but the things that are unseen is eternal. There is an eternal place in God that he will move, orchestrate. He will do what he said that he would do. But we have to learn how to trust him in the midst of all that we see. For not only is God able, but he is well able to fix our condition and give us the understanding that, yea, we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for he is with us. He is with us. So today I want to give you 2 years this opportunity, just this opportunity, just this one chance, this one opportunity. This one opportunity for you to receive him. Receive him for who he is. So receive him into your place of salvation. This is your time of salvation. I want to just decree this over your life. It's not a complicated place. It's not a complicated thing. It's just a decree. Allow me to decree this over your life. Allow me to speak this over your life. Allow me to pull you from the mindset of the muck, of the mire, and of the clay, and to put you in the mindset that God is able to do just what he said he was going to do. He will be better to us than we could ever be to ourselves. Amen. Listen,
Lend me your hearts for a moment as I make this decree over your life. As I make this decree over your life. Gracious and eternal Father, those that are under the sound of my voice right now, God, that desire to be shifted in this hour, in this time. God, as they lift up their hands, as they lift up their hearts, as they lift up their minds to you today. Father, our prayer is that you would move by your power and by your strength. Do what you do best, and that is be God and be big in their life. Transform them in a way, Father God, that only you know how to transform. Speak today like only you know how to speak. Yeah. Transition today like only you know how to transition. Give them to know, Lord, that as they go through this, that even though the storms and the rain of life may be a little out of control and out of hand, Lord, you are right there, holding them, keeping them, watching over them, being the strength and the life that they need right now. God, I decree this scripture over their life that, God, that as they believe in their hearts, as they confess with their mouth, believe in their hearts that Jesus died and was raised from the grave, they are saved. Thank you for putting them in the safety of your care. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you guys so very much for being a part of the broadcast on this morning. And that know that he is not just able, but he is well able to carry us through whatever trial or tribulation that we're going through, and that his hand is on our life. Amen. Amen. Remember, this portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Cora Gifted Gifts Bath Bombs. Those of you all who are looking for that relaxing bath for spirits, that Calgon take me away moment, you can contact Lady Douglas through her email as well as her phone number. And that phone number is 346-381-8751. That number again is 346-381-8751. You can also reach her by her email, which is coragiftedgifts34@gmail.com. Those of you all who are looking for the perfect Christmas gift, or that I love you gift or a birthday gift, just you could take that time to contact Lady Douglas, and she'll take care of the packaging and everything. Only thing you got to do is just let her know, and she will take care of it. She will send it to you however you guys desire for it to be sent. Again, that is Cora Gifted Gift Bath Bombs. She can be reached at 346-381-8751. Or you could contact her by email at coragiftedgifts34@gmail.com. Now, she has a sale going on today. It is 2 for $7 and 3 for $10. Again, that's 2 for $7 and 3 for $10. Those Cora Gifted Gift Bath Bombs, great, great product. We are just excited about what God is doing in this hour with the product and how God is blessing her to be able to share what she does with you guys. Guys, we're having a blanket drive. Those of you all who want to be a part of that, please make sure that you contact us. You can contact us through either one of the website addresses, either one of the email addresses or either the Facebook pages. We have the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page. We also have the Abba House Facebook page. You can go to any one of those and go into the messenger and contact us there that you want to be a part of the blanket drive. You can also give us a email, drop us a line, drop us an email. You can do that by going to worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com or the Abba House International@gmail.com and submit your to let us know that you guys want to be a part of that. Give us the information that we need to get in contact with you, and we'll do so that way. Also, if you just want to just be a blessing to share, you can go to the two cash apps that's available, and that is $WGC2020 and $THEABBAHOUSE. Again, that's $WGC2020 and then $THEABBAHOUSE. Now, we're asking for a seed of $25 for those of you all who would like to sow into the ministry on today. And those of you all who would like to sow into the blanket drive, you can do so by sowing a seed of $20 to help us get some blankets to give to the homeless. And now believe and understand that when you sow your seeds are not in vain. Your seeds are not in vain. Again, your seeds, ladies and gentlemen, are not in vain. When you sow into the outer house or when you sow into Worldwide Gospel Connection, those seeds are taken and put into other ministries where we sow into other ministries to help with their vision. That's what we do. We believe in the sowing of the reciprocity. When we sow into ministry and that ministry sows into another ministry and that ministry sows into another ministry, because that's what we believe. We believe in the seeds of reciprocity, sowing seeds of reciprocity, because we believe that when we sow, God blesses us to be able to sow again. And the more we sow, the more they're able to sow, the more they're able to sow. It's a hand-in-hand thing. And so we thank God for being able to do that. Again, you can sow those seeds into $THEABBAHOUSE or $WGC2020. You can sow those seeds, and we will most definitely make sure that those seeds are sown into the right places and that the people of God is blessed and they are elevated. They are elevated, amen, to where they need to be at, amen. Listen, thank you guys so much for being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We love you so much. We love you so much, and we appreciate you taking out the time today to listen in and then be a part of our day as we are a part of yours. We look forward to this every day. We look forward to this every week when we're on with you guys, and we just love being here with you. And listen, remember to share the broadcast, share the number. The number is 563-999-3628. Share the number, share the broadcast, share the broadcast. Put it on your Facebook page. Let the people of God know, hey, listen, it's a Worldwide Gospel Connection, and they ain't playing. They ain't playing church. They have a church for real. They ain't with the okie doke. They out there doing the real thing. They doing the real deal out there. And so that way since we're able to be a blessing to you, we can be a blessing to them as well. Amen. We look forward to you guys being a part of our day every day, and we thank you for letting us be a part of your day every day. God bless you. We love you with the love of the Lord. And listen, we'll see you guys on tomorrow for Women's Day, Thursday. We have a phenomenal guest that's going to be on, and we look forward to listening to the woman of God. You guys have a great day. Love you, love you, love you, love you, and we will talk to you guys soon.
Curse is broken by the power of that name. He has never lost a fight. So now we walk in